What's up, everybody? It is Alan from Breaking and Entering, and you are checking out episode 30 of the B&E podcast. This week, we are talking to young rapper Savage Gasp, who is huge on TikTok right now. His single, Pumpkin Scream in the Dead of Night, is out, as well as his project, The Long Halloween, dropping on October 16th. We sat down to talk about blowing up at a young age, getting big on TikTok, and so much more. Without further ado, here's Savage Gasp on the Breaking and Entering podcast. All right, Savage Gasp, we are here. How are you doing today, sir?
Dude, I'm doing really well. It's been a crazy morning. I woke up to a bunch of calls and texts and random things, and I was like, oh my gosh, things are happening today. Woke up, drank some coffee, took a shower. I'm ready to just take on this day now.
Okay, nothing serious? Everything's all good?
Yeah, no, only good things.
Oh, okay, good.
Just a lot of cool stuff happening right now.
Awesome. That is really, really good. You got the project that's coming out, The Long Halloween, the single, Pumpkin Scream in the Dead of Night. Let's talk about it. You kind of blew up because of TikTok. When was that first really big, like, oh my God, I made it kind of moment for you?
I think last year, probably May, I was just like at work one day, and just this girl from my high school was like, "Yo, this like big person on TikTok like used your song in her video." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Like, I don't know what that is, but that's awesome." And then more and more people that day were like, "Yo, like, did you see this? Did you see this? Did you see this?" And I was like, "Oh, okay. Like, I'll go check it out." And I like looked at the video, and it was just like a ton of people had like seen it and like viewed it. So I was like, "Wow, that's really crazy." And then like from that day on, it kind of just like snowballed and snowballed and snowballed until like everyone had seen the song, and I was like, "Holy shit! Like, am I like a rapper now? Like, for real?"
That's awesome. Did you have any kind of like following? I mean, even like in your school or anything like that before things kind of took off?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, like, I had, like, a solid core fan base that I was, like, dropping music for and, like, putting stuff out, like, maybe, like, once a month or once every 2 months, but that was kind of the point where, like, shit got really, really serious, and, like, all of a sudden, these new people are coming in, and, like, not all of them, like, know all of my music, and some of them, like, I don't know, some of them know me from TikTok, and some of them know me for music, and it was just, like, it was like an overwhelming amount of like just new people all of a sudden. And I was like, oh my gosh, I guess this is like happening now.
That is super awesome. So you've amassed a following now, I mean, on the platform, now that you've kind of been using it more, was there any concern? Like, you know, TikTok almost got banned in the United States. Was there any kind of worry like, oh, here's like a huge portion of my fan base now, and you won't have as much of a chance to like be accessible to them?
Yeah, bro, I was like, damn, like, am I going to have to, like, change up my whole shit now? Like, what is going on? I remember I saw that it was going to get taken down, and I was, like, freaking out that day, and I was like, oh my God, like, do I switch to something else? Like, what am I going to do differently now? Like, that whole day was, like, me panicking until, like, they put out that statement or whatever that said that it was okay.
Okay.
Like, I kind of had a little freak out moment.
Yeah, no, totally understandable. I mean, that is, you know, where your core fan base is for sure, and I know that they've been on Instagram and other places, but still that would be insane to see everything kind of like fall kind of a little bit.
I was gonna say, like, it would just suck to like lose that half of the fan base that like drives streaming and all that stuff from there. Like, it would just be like a hard hit for like the music side, I would say, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, speaking of kind of like just TikTok in general, I know we'll get onto some other stuff real quick, but I know that the platform really got huge for us in the United States because like we were in quarantine and there was nothing else to really do. Do you think the quarantine kind of helped build your following, or was that kind of established beforehand for you?
I think it was like a little bit more established beforehand. I think that it hindered things in some ways because like I was about to tour. We were about to tour Europe. And we were about to do South by Southwest and like a bunch of other like little shows and festivals here and there. But I think like maybe it helped streaming like on that front because everyone's just like inside, obviously, like listening to music.
Sure.
Not doing anything.
Yeah. No, definitely. I could see that for sure. Well, let's talk about the new project. How long did it take? I mean, speaking of, you know, everybody being in the house, how long did it take for you to work on this new project that's coming out?
Dog, it took like, I want to say I started working on it like last September, maybe, or like October.
Okay.
It, like at least a year, because it just like, it went through a lot of revisions and changes and like adding things, taking things off, me scrapping things completely.
Yeah.
Like 10 times over. It was low-key like the longest process ever. But I think in the end, it was like completely worth it, like take the extra time on it to make sure it was like what I wanted it to be.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Anytime that you're putting out something, I mean, you know, you want to have it, make sure that's your sound and your style. I noticed with the production on this, there is a lot of different kind of influence, especially on the singles. There's a little bit of like a 8-bit influence where it's kind of like glitchy, like video game kind of sounding. What artists do you listen to, or like what sounds do you listen to kind of draw inspiration?
Dude, it's crazy because like I would say that I get more of an influence from like my childhood, like favorite things, like favorite video games, favorite shows, like cartoons, stuff like that, than like actually listening to music. Like what I like listen to on a day to day is like Lil Baby.
Okay.
And I don't try to like sound like Lil Baby, but that's like the type of thing that I like would say I listen to every day.
Sure.
I draw much more from like the nostalgia from like my childhood and nostalgia like throughout my life when I'm like making something or like trying to like capture a certain sound.
Okay. Yeah, no, totally. I can hear that. And the other thing I hear in a lot of your songs, it sounds like you pack as much bass into a song as you can. When do you know that like the beat is right for you? Like when do you, I mean, working with producers and stuff like that, when do you know that like, okay, this is the one I'm going to rap on this one?
Dude, I'm like mad particular about like that kind of stuff. I would say like, I usually know within like the first 10 to 15 seconds of hearing it, like, I'll listen to like a bunch of things, and if it's like the one, I'll just be like, I'll think of something right away, or I'll at least like get like an idea of like what I may want to do, and I'll be like, all right, let's go. And then the packing in the bass comes after that, just making sure that it just knocks and explodes your car speaker if possible.
Yeah, exactly. I can get that. I actually listened to the singles in the car today, so that's why I was like, damn, this dude is really about it. Because you've built up a following on social media, is there any kind of like thought of like, okay, I need to make a song that's going to be used now in like an Instagram or a TikTok or something like that? Or is it literally something different?
Nah, I still make music like the way that I did the whole time, which is just kind of like whatever I think of that day is what I'm going to make and what I'm going to do. I would say some things that I made this year, like, worked out more than others, but I'm like happy that I just like took the approach that I have the whole time and didn't maybe try to like curate things towards a certain audience or a certain like or like what you said, like I didn't like try to make it because I thought it was gonna like blow up somewhere or whatever.
Right.
I kind of like leave that to after the fact.
Right.
Of like however everyone perceives it.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then in terms of recording, do you do, you know, anything, is it recorded anything at home, like even like a demo or anything, or is it literally all in the studio now?
Dude, it's crazy. Like the first half of the year, I would say like from November of last year to like February of 2020, I recorded everything in like a nice studio in New York, and it was like, it was really cool. I got to like work with a new producer that I like hadn't worked with. I got to work with my friends. And then we came home from New York and we were kind of like, I was like, damn, maybe I'm like trying to like do too much of like something crazy that maybe I'm not ready for yet. And then I was like, I think it might be time to like take it back to like basic. So I started recording in the closet again.
Okay.
I started like getting like the homies at home to like mix everything for me. And I kind of just like took it back to like what I knew how to do best. I would say for like the whole second half of the project, I like recorded at home or like at an Airbnb that we were staying at, just in the closet or wherever I could.
Dude, that is awesome, because I think that for an artist, that makes things so much easier and so much more relaxed to really kind of get into just the zone and find out that formula that works for them, you know?
Yeah, I'm not like super big on like recording in front of people either, so that definitely made it like a lot more comfortable for me to like really get off what I need to get off.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to hit you with a hard question real quick. You're a young artist. What do you think is the biggest challenge being a young artist trying to break into like the mainstream kind of world now with, you know, everything going on?
I would say like the biggest thing is just like the, I don't know, like the illusion that you have to like be someone else or be something like bigger than yourself to like make it. You can just like do your thing and what you're good at and like keep doing that. And you can really like do what you want with your friends. Like you don't have to like have a crazy like producer or like feature. You can really like, I don't know. I feel like there's this thing where like people think that they have to do certain things to like be successful, but you can really like make your own path. And I feel like a lot of people don't realize that because maybe sometimes you get caught up in trying to be something that you're not. But I think it's more important to just be very transparent in what you're doing.
Yeah, no, definitely. I get that. And I think everybody is super image conscious now. Speaking of your image, I mean, well, kind of like the visual aspect of things, everything's kind of got like a Halloween aesthetic. I know we're in October and, you know, we're ready to put out, you know, Halloween stuff. Are you going to keep that like Halloween theme like past? Do you know if you're going to keep it past past October, past this project, or is that just kind of like something that is in the moment?
No, that's like been a thing for me for a long time. Like I kind of like took that on as like my thing a couple years ago, like way before anything ever happened. I'd made one song that I thought was like kind of a Halloween theme song, and it was something that I always like loved a lot. And then I kind of just like took that. I mean, I'd say I have like other styles and aesthetics, but I like rolled with that mainly.
Okay.
And I think I'll continue to roll with that after the fact of the album dropping.
Okay. Very cool. I'm going to put you on the spot with one more one real quick. Favorite scary movie since we're going into Halloween. What's your go-to?
Ooh, I'm trying to think. Probably the Insidious series, maybe.
Okay.
Or actually, I don't know. Maybe Hereditary now is like, I don't know. There's a lot of them that I like. I like a lot of the new ones. I'm trying to think of like classic things. I mean, my favorite movie of all time is The Nightmare Before Christmas. I don't think that that's like necessarily scary, but it's very like Halloween themed.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I mean, that makes total sense for you. This has been super fun. Savage Gasp, where do they get in touch with you on social media? I know we talked about TikTok and Instagram. Where can they go find you?
Just at Savage Gasp, all one word on everything. No dollar signs, no nothing, just Savage Gasp. That's it.
Perfect, perfect. Anything else you want to get out to the listeners at home before we head out?
I mean, just if you're like an artist listening to this, keep doing your thing, man. Don't let anybody try to like change what you're doing. Just like keep saying brick up crazy, and people doubt you. Like you just gotta believe in yourself before other people can believe in you.
All right, perfect, man. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and talk with us, and really, really appreciate it. We're gonna make sure we check out the new album.
Yeah, man, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
All right, man, peace.
All right, thank you again to Savage Gasp for taking the time to sit down with us. Don't forget the Long Halloween drops everywhere October 16th, and you can check out more music every single day at breakingandentering.net. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, and Twitch. We've got a weekly e-newsletter that you can subscribe to, and you can support this podcast on Anchor and subscribe to it wherever you listen to podcasts as well. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time on the B&E Podcast. Hey guys, it's Alan. Just wanted to check in at the end of the episode again and let you know that every week on Twitch, you can watch The Writer's Room. You can join myself and the host of the Mr. Nice Guy Podcast, as well as Breaking and Entering contributing writer Ben Slowey, as we sit down and talk about the week in walking music, and we play some local music videos in between as well. You can catch the show every Tuesday at 5 o'clock on twitch.tv/breakingandentering1. That's Breaking and Entering at number 1.